This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 180 for Thursday, December 9th. I'm Phil Front Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were weaker on Thursday, taking some direction from Chicago soy oil. Crude oil was also down on the day, which weighed on vegetable oil markets. Canola down $1 to $11. The January contract down $2.70 at $1,008 per ton. Updated supply-demand estimates from the USDA did a little to move the markets, with only minor adjustments to the global numbers reported. That neutral report saw soybeans in Chicago trade in a wide range, with the bias there higher at the close, while soy oil itself still lower but off its lows for the session. Speculative profit-taking did contribute to the declines in canola, but prices were well off their lows for the day. The underlying fundamentals of tight supplies remain supportive, with a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar also underpinning the futures. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both mixed, with the bias higher at the close, while wheat was down. Soybeans up 3.5 cents in the January contract at $12.64.5 per bushel. The USDA left its balance sheet for U.S. soybeans unchanged from November, with projected ending stock steady at 340 million bushels. The world carryout was down by 1.8 million tons at 102 million tons. That came as somewhat of a surprise, as general expectations had been for a slight increase on the month. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales at 1.6 million tons were solid. The USDA also announced private export sales of 280,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Corn futures, they were also choppy today, with the bias higher in the most active months at the close. March up 4.5 cents at 5.91¾. The domestic supply-demand numbers for U.S. corn were also left unchanged, with carryout stock steady at 1.493 billion bushels. World corn carryout at 305.5 million tons were up by 1.1 million from November. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at the top end of trade guesses. Wheat futures are down across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 11 cents in the March contract at 10.24 per bushel. Kansas City down 15 cents in March at 7.96 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 17 cents in the March contract at 7.76 per bushel. U.S. wheat ending stocks for the year were raised to 598 million bushels from 583 in November. World wheat carryout topped trade guesses at 278.2 million tons. That's up by 2.4 million from November. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.